Alright folks, welcome back to Fortitude First. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you conquer life's challenges with a cool head and unwavering spirit. Now, I gotta ask how many of you have ever found yourselves knee-deep in a conflict? You know the feeling, right? It's like stepping into a pressure cooker where emotions are simmering and tempers flare faster than a TikTok trend. Conflict is a part of life, folks. It's inevitable. Whether it's with a colleague at work, a family member, or even that one person who always cuts you off in traffic, we're all going to encounter disagreements. But here is the kicker. How we handle those conflicts, that's what truly defines us. And that's where Stoicism comes in like a superhero cape for your mind, ready to shield you from emotional turmoil and equip you with the tools to navigate even the trickiest situations. Today, we're diving deep into the Stoic approach to conflict resolution and negotiation. Because let's face it, sometimes arguing feels like trying to herd cats. But with a little bit of Stoic wisdom, you can transform those chaotic skirmishes into opportunities for growth, understanding, and even, dare I say it, peace. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind the next time you find yourself facing down a conflict. First off, remember that your emotions don't control you. Ever felt your blood pressure spike when someone says something infuriating? Yeah, we've all been there. But Stoicism teaches us to recognize those feelings without letting them hijack our thoughts and actions. Think of it like this: your emotions are waves crashing on the shore. You can get swept away by the tide, or you can stand firm on the solid ground beneath your feet, observing the waves without getting drenched. Second, focus on what you can control. In any conflict, there are only 2 things truly within your power: your own thoughts and actions. Don't waste energy trying to change the other person's mind or predict their reactions, that's like trying to catch smoke. Instead, concentrate on how you choose to respond, staying calm, respectful, and clear in your communication. Third, practice empathy. Even when someone's driving you nuts, remember they're human too, with their own fears, insecurities, and perspectives. Trying to understand their motivations, even if you don't agree with them, can help to escalate the situation and open up a path for genuine communication. Fourth, seek common ground. Every conflict has at least one shared interest, whether it's finding a solution that works for both parties or simply maintaining a civil relationship. Focus on those points of agreement and build from there. It's like building a bridge. You start with small stones and gradually work your way across to the other side. Finally, remember that compromise is key. In most conflicts, neither side will get everything they want. Be willing to make concessions and find solutions that benefit both parties. Think of it as a win-win situation where everyone walks away feeling heard and respected. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I remember having a disagreement with my neighbor about our shared fence line. I was adamant that he needed to fix the wobbly section, while he insisted it wasn't his responsibility. We were stuck in a stalemate, both digging in our heels and refusing to budge. But then I took a deep breath and tried to approach the situation from a stoic perspective. I reminded myself that I couldn't control my neighbor's actions, only my own response. I focused on finding common ground. We both wanted a sturdy fence that would last. Instead of demanding he fix it, I offered to help with the repairs, highlighting the shared benefit. And you know what? He agreed. We worked together, fixed the fence, and even enjoyed a beer afterwards. So there you have a Stoicism in action. By applying these principles, we can turn conflicts into opportunities for growth, understanding, and even a little bit of bonding. Remember folks, life's gonna throw curveballs your way. But with a Stoic mindset, you've got the strength, wisdom, and tools to not only survive those challenges but thrive amidst them. Now go out there and conquer your conflicts with grace, fortitude, and a whole lot of inner peace. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little Stoic wisdom. Leave a review if you enjoyed the podcast. It helps us reach more people who are seeking that same sense of resilience and purpose. Until next time, keep your mind strong, your spirit high, and remember, adversity is just an opportunity in disguise.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.